The question is that in the pasuk it says umina beema Torah and umina beema asheinena Torah, right? Of the clean animals and the non-clean animals, you put in the teva. So the question is, why doesn't Torah just say clean animals and impure animals? Beema Torah and beema atuma. What's this redundancy? What's this superfluous wording? So we can answer the question with Gemara Pesachim. The first Mishnah in the Gemara Pesachim says, Orla ba'asar bodkin et ha-chametz, right? On the 9th, 14th, we do the bedikat ha-chametz. So everyone usually knows that or means light, right? It means vahi or there was light, right? But actually, it takes the Gemara a daf and a half, a whole daf and a half, to demonstrate that the word or is referring to darkness, actually. That's why we do the bedikat ha-chametz at night, right? We don't do it during the day. We do it during the night. So takes the whole Gemara daf in half, and after this conclusion, the Gemara asks, "V'tana didan ma ta'ama lo ketani lele lishna." Why didn't the Tana just say choshech la ba'asar? Why you have to make us go through a whole daf in half to learn out that it's really referring to darkness? So, what's this fundamental answer that the Gemara answers? The Tana wanted to open up the Masechet with a word of or, positivity, with light. The Tana didn't want to start with choshech la ba'asar. How does it feel to start the Masechet with the word choshech, right? So why does the Tana do this? He learns out from the pasuk, which pasuk mina be'ema Torah, mina be'ema she'enena Torah. So what is the Torah teaching us here? That the Torah uses extra words in order to demonstrate lashon nikiyah, asher enena Torah, right? Instead of saying tuma, a word of negativity, the pasuk says asher enena Torah, that's not clean, which is more clean usage, right? Another example is just in the Ketoret, right? It said ein machisin meraglaim ba'mikdash. What's meraglaim? The waters of the leg. What's the waters of the leg referring to? Urine. That's what it's referring to. It's not referring, you know. So it's using clean language. So if the Divine Torah goes out of her way to add words in order to speak a clean language, how much more so should we attempt to try and working on the way we speak, to only use words of cleanliness, to stay away from lashon hara, and to use our power of speech, the power of dibur, which is very, very important, which is very powerful, with only purity and mindfulness. B'zad Hashem. Yom tov v'chodesh tov lekulam.